here's a fact. Wodonga has changed a lot over the last, say, go back to 2007.
Yep.
And look at High Street and the centre of town and then look at it now. It looks massively different compared to, say, the centre of Albury, you know, Dean Street, which has changed very little.
Very true. Mm.
So yesterday, Lou, and this was inspired a little bit by a chat with Wodonga Mayor Anna Speedy. I thought, look, I'm going to head down, I'm going to hit up some locals and find out what they think. The first person I bumped into was Mary. And I said, Mary, do you like the changes in Wodonga? Here's what she said.
Yeah.
Because it's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
What's the one thing that you would like to see? What would you add? I'll give you some suggestions. I want one of those big fiberglass things, you know, like a big cow or, you know, like a big trout. Would you like that in the middle of High Street?
Sure, why not?
Oh, cool. All right, I got your seal of approval. Sweet. Neil, are you a Wodongan?
I'd say, well, no, technically no.
Oh, why? How long have you been here for?
18 and a half years.
That's not long enough.
I've got to be here 25.
Now, you've seen a lot of changes, as I have over the years. Compared to, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, are you happy with the way Wodonga looks?
No,
smack bang in the middle. Oh, look out.
No.
No. You're not happy?
That turned inside out. I like my back old Wodonga.
Do you like it?
Except for the High Street. I want two lanes back.
Oh, you want two lanes back?
That's the same what I was going to say.
You were? You two lanes. Yeah. I was going to say, what about if they made High Street a mall?
How am I going to pick them up? I drive a cab.
Yeah, fair call. Now, Shana, Chicken Stop, back in the day, used to be proud as punch in the car park. You stand out a mile, and now you've just been overtaken by big, glorious buildings. Are you happy with the way that Wodonga looks at the moment?
Yeah, I suppose. It's bringing more attention and more people and more customers. And
Is it bringing more people?
Yeah,
oh, okay. That's good. Now, what's the one thing that you'd add to Wodonga at the moment?
More art, I guess.
More art?
Yeah, maybe.
It's very arty already, I reckon. It's too arty. What about a mall? What about High Street as a mall?
Yeah, that would be good, definitely.
You'd actually like
yeah.
that, would you?
Yes, definitely. More things to do for the community, I guess.
How long have you been here for?
About 6-7 weeks now.
You're new here. Are you happy right now with the way that High Street and Wodonga looks to you?
Yeah, it's starting to look really good around here. It looks like, you know, eventually it's going to get to a point where, you know, it's going to be more jobs here available for people,
yes.
Which a lot of the guys I know of, the local boys around here, that's one of the things.
They want jobs, don't they?
They want jobs. They're actually, you know, happy that at least this is going to be here, you know, so
yeah,
it's something for them to do.
Now, Alan, are you a Wodongan?
Yes.
You live here, right, yep. Okay, so you've lived here for a fair while, have you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, obviously, it's changed a lot. You know, you go to Dean Street and that looks the same as it did 10 years ago. This place, High Street right here, just looks completely different. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, it looks good.
Compared to the way it was?
Yeah, it looks a lot better.
Do you miss the railway tracks just right there?
No, I'm glad they're bloody gone.
Triple M. Lou and Matt for breakfast.